UTrump loBiden bachukane phezu kwendikimba ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela abake babhuqana ngazo kunxoxompikiswano yabo yakuqala ezifana lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ukuvikeleka kwenhlelo zokhetho ezitheni zeMelika, indaba zempilakahle, ezomkhathi kanye lodaba lokubandlululwa kwabantu abansundu. Ingxoxompikiswano le ibiyehlukene leyakuqala ngoba ababili laba bebengathukani njalo bebengavimbani ukukhuluma. UTrump loBiden baqale ukukhuluma ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19. UTrump esithi kumele kuvulwe ilizwe njalo ethembisa ukuthi umuthi wokwelapha lomkhuhlane usuzatholakala. Kodwa uBiden usole uTrump esithi wehlulekile ukuvikela uzulu kulumkhuhlane. Bakhulume njalo ngodaba lwabokuza eMelika olwe-immigration. UBiden ethembisa ukuthi engakhethwa uzatholisa amaphepha abantu abedlula i-11 million abaseMelika ngaphandle komthetho.
Within 100 days I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people.
Ngakhethwa ngizaphuma lohlelo engizaluthumela eCongress phakathi kwamalanga alikhulu olujonge ukutholisa abantu abedlula izigidi ezilithumi lanye amaphepha okuhlala kuleli.
We owe them.
UTrump yena usole uBiden esithi ufuna ukuvula imingcele yelizwe kungene lesigebengu.
Catch and release is a disaster. A murderer would come in.
Uhlelo lwe-catch and release luyingxabangxoza. Ababulali babengena kuleli. Obhinya labo babengena kuleli. Abantu abangalunganga bebengena eMelika babanjwe bakhululwe.
They don't come back, Joe. Yeah. They never come back.
Bekhuluma ngokubandlululwa kwabantu abamnyama, uMongameli Trump uthe akakhethi bantu ngombala njalo uthe kunenge asekwenzele abantu abansundu.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump.
Akula muntu osephathise abantu abamnyama ukwedlula mina, mhlawumbe ngaphandle kuka-Abraham Lincoln. U-Obama loBiden kabazange bakwenze lokho. Ngabhuqula mina ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu abensundu.
UBiden owaphikisile amazwi kaTrump esithi ulobandlululo. Uthe yena ulohlelo lokuthuthukisa abansundu enganqoba.
We have to provide for economic opportunity, better education.
Kumele sibaphathise ngenhlelo zokuzithuthukisa kwezenotho, ukuthola imali yokusungula amabhizimusi.
Ababili laba bachukane njalo ngodaba lomnotho lokusilela kwemisebenzi. UBiden esithi engakhethwa ufuna isisebenzi esihola imali ephansi sihole i-$15 ngehola. Kodwa uTrump uthe lokho uza kujiyela kubaqhatshi lakuzabelo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezibukele ingxoxompikiswano le zithe ihambe kuhle kakhulu ukwedlula ingxabangxoza yakuqala. Nango usopolitiki umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Abantu bakaTrump bazojabula kakhulu ukuthi at least uzamile ukuthi abehave, kazange enze into avamise ukuyenza, kusho ukuthi bamkhuzile. UBiden on the other hand, I think umaintaine i-status sakhe, waphusha izinto ezibalulekileyo kakhulu.
Omunye njalo usopolitiki umnumzana Tim Ringai laye uthi abamacele omabili bajabulile ngendlela uTrump loBiden abaqhube ngayo. Kodwa uthi kaboni bekhona abantu abazavota abalakho ukuguqula umqondo ngabakuzwileyo kulingxoxompikiswano.
Ama-Republicans azavotela uTrump, we know that, and then ama-Democrats azavotela uJoe Biden. But okwakathesi kade sebelwela khona ngama-independence. So ngibona uJoe Biden ngathiwa lokuyi-advantage anyana.
uTrump loBiden bazaqhubeka ngenhlelo zokudinga usekelo kuZulu sokusele nje isukwana ezingatsho lutho ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho mhlaka 3 ngenyanga ezayo. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo weStudio 7 ngiseWashington.